Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok. Boy, there sure is a lot of construction going on around here. And it's very loud and noisy. It reminds me of the time where Pizza Funny was closed because they too were doing something really special. Hey, Billy.
Yes?
Do you know why there's so much construction going on?
It's the Mr. Larrabee construction site. They've been building this tower for months and months and months.
Well, it sure seems like they have. I wonder what they're building.
Last time you wondered, old Mr. Larrabee came out and scared us. Maybe you shouldn't talk about him. We don't want him to come back out again. But the construction is so noisy.
You're right, it is. Say, do you remember when Pizza Funny's was closed because of all the construction they were doing?
Yes, I do. Do you remember what they were building? Because I don't.
Well, I sure do, and let me tell you about it in this adventure. Because remember, here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner. So like, hey bros, like, what do you want to do today? Like, do you want to go skateboarding? Skateboarding, bros, is the best thing ever, bro.
Oh, Broham, I don't know. I'm not too good at skateboarding. Like, me and machines and vehicles and things like that, I'm just gonna end up crashing.
Oh, yep. Remember when you went on those go-karts? That was crazy. Yep, I can picture it now.
Fuzz, you're gonna crash your go-kart, look out!
Ah! Ow! My face is bent!
Oh, no way, bro, I was there. I remember when Fuzz went into the go-karts and the tires started flying everywhere, bro. Like, bro, I remember. Here, let me tell it to you like this, bro. The real way it happened when Fuzz crashed. Like, hey, bro, Fuzz, you're gonna crash your go-kart, bro.
Oh, look at all the birdies, tweet, tweet, Oh, you guys are so funny. I don't remember it like that at all.
Well, yep, Fuzz, you sure did crash your go-kart. Like, bro, you are definitely not good on anything with wheels or anything that moves. Yep, that is true.
No. You guys aren't remembering it at all like it really happened.
Well, then, Fuzz, yep, sure, why don't you tell us what really happened?
Like, yeah, bro, I'd love to hear.
I'm glad you asked! Let me, Fuzz, tell you what really happened!
Oh, yep, there goes Fuzz in the go-kart, wow!
Like, bro, he's really good!
And the crowd goes wild, Fuzz wins in first place!
Yes, I am first place! Look at my race car skills! I am amazing!
Yep, Fuzz, you see? Every time somebody tells the story, you end up crashing.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, you just aren't good on the machines or anything that moves, bro. Like, maybe you shouldn't go skateboarding after telling all these stories. We wouldn't want you to crash again, bro. Like, your head is already, like, lumpy.
Hey, it's not lumpy! It's lovable! Hey, everybody! Can I tell the story of when Fuzz went to the go-kart tracks?
Oh, yep, Kiff, you sure can.
Great! I remember it something like this.
Yep. Hey, Kiff!
Hey, Corwin!
Like, bro, that was just Corwin saying hi to you, Kiff. Like, that wasn't even a story.
You're right. It wasn't a story. It was classic. Okay, let's go to this skate park. I'm gonna prove to you I can do it because I, Fuzz, am awesome!
All right, bro, but I hope you have a helmet for, like, your whole body, bro.
Yep, safety first.
Who needs safety when you're as awesome at everything like I am? That's why they call me Fuzz the Awesome. I just thought they called you Fuzz. All right, are you almost ready? You got the pizzas and the chicken tenders and the games all hooked up?
How do you hook up chicken tenders to the game?
You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you got the chicken tenders in the fryer, the pizza in the oven, and of course all the video games hooked up. You know how they like playing that game, Minnesota. It's a fun game. Everybody loves it. And of course, who doesn't like air hockey?
I know I do.
Of course, everybody does. So do you got everything hooked up? I'm writing my new jokes for the week.
What's that big machine over there?
Oh, I'm working on that too. Real quick question, since you brought up my machine. When was the last time you read your Bible? You know, reading your Bible every day is very important.
Oh, that's a good question. I've been so busy with school and work and...
Oh, that's no excuse! You got time in the morning, you got time in the afternoon when you eat lunch, you got all the time in the world to read your Bible, even if it's just, you know, like 5 minutes or something.
Oh, so God would be happy if I read my Bible 5 minutes rather than 0 minutes?
Of course God would be happy if you read your Bible for that many minutes rather than 0 minutes. God always wants to spend time with you.
Huh. Well, I guess it's been a while since I actually read my Bible.
So then you're not spending time with God, you know? You gotta spend time with God. Hey, that gives me an idea. I gotta go work on this machine some more. You make sure the chicken tenders are in the air fryer, not hooked up to the air hockey machine. And go read your Bible.
Okay, Mr. Patrick Pepper, you got it.
All right, bros, here we are at the skate park where I spend the majority of my time because, bros, I love skateboarding and rollerblading.
Whoa. Who said skateboards had wheels on them? Nobody mentioned this to me. Since when do skateboards have wheels on them?
Like, dude, like forever.
Well, I'm better without the wheels on a skateboard. Yeah. That's it. I do much better with,
Well, bro, then it would just be a board if it didn't have wheels, and then you wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. You know, I like the sound of this, you know. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, Fuzz likes the just sitting in place, not doing the skateboard tricks. Yeah, but I could if I really wanted to, you know. I sure could.
Bro, what about a bicycle?
Oh, yeah, bicycles. I'm really good at bicycles. Like, I could do a million bicycle tricks. You don't happen to have a bicycle here, do you?
Well, like, bro, no, because I ride a skateboard.
Oh, yeah, okay, you don't have a bike here, but I could do a lot of bike tricks.
Oh, yep. Hey, there's Kiff over there.
Hey, guys, hey, I got my bike here.
Well, bro, now it looks like you could do some bike tricks, huh, bro?
Yeah, by bicycle. I was referring to the kind without wheels, you know?
Bro, it's called a bicycle, meaning it has two wheels, bro. So, like, how do you ride a bicycle without wheels?
Oh, well, you see, anybody can ride a bicycle with wheels. It takes a real person of talent, such as myself, so to speak, to ride a bicycle with no wheels.
Oh, yep. Oh, come on, Fuzz. We want to see your bike tricks.
I would like to see them, too. But we definitely don't want to take Kiff's bike away from him. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Kiff came here all the way from his house a long, long far away.
Actually, he just lives right over there.
Yeah, you know, hi. I can wave at my mom through the window. Hi, Mom. You can't hear her because she's in the house. But yeah, I live really close. Yeah, but we still don't want to take your bike away from you. Oh, no, it's no problem at all. You can go ahead and ride my bike. Yeah, this day is turning out exactly, how I figured it would turn out.
Bro, you mean like at the go-kart place?
No, totally, okay, yeah, I'm gonna ride this bike, okay? I'm getting on the bike, and, is this how you start it? By pressing this right here?
Bro, that's a bike bell. Not at all how you start a bike. You pedal a bike to get the wheels moving, bro.
Oh, yeah, the wheels and everything else. Okay, here we go. On the count of 10 million.
Bro, how about you just count down to 3 and ride down that ramp and do one of your amazing flip tricks you talk about, bro?
Okay, yeah, here we go. 3, 2, 1. I can do this. I know I can because I'm amazing. Here I go. I'm the world's best. Nobody's better than me.
Bro, you're not even moving, bro.
Oh, you mean I didn't do the flip already?
No, bro, you're still standing there.
Oh, yeah, okay, no problem. Here I go. 1, 2, 3.
Yep, I sure don't think Fuzz could ride a bicycle like that.
Gee, I didn't even know my bicycle could make that sound.
Well, bro, look this way. I don't think Fuzz sees the wall right there.
Wow, this is amazing. Look at me being awesome. I am the world's greatest bicycle driver ever.
Yep, that did not look good.
Fuzz, what's 2 plus 2?
Pumpkin pie? Hey, bro, I'm gonna go skate over there with the people who really know how to skate. Awesome bike skills, bro. Like, not.
Yep. We'll see you later, Broham. We're gonna take Fuzz, over to Pizza Funnies and maybe get some ice cream.
Yeah, and maybe get some ice for that big bump on his head. I have a bump on my head? No. Oh, phew. For a second there, I thought I had a bump on my head.
He has 3. Yep.
All right, let's go to Pizza Funnies. I'm hungry, and I'm going to fall over. I don't know if it's almost ready yet. We're going to have to do a test run because, I'm definitely not going in there to test to see if it works. What if I go zap and I turn into like some kind of bug man or something, you know? I'm not going to be the first one to test out the machine that I built, you know, okay? We need to find somebody who is, as they say, smart enough to go into the machine. Where can we find somebody like that?
I don't know. What about him?
Hey, everybody, it's me, your all-lovable pal, Fuzz. Yeah, that'll do the trick. Yeah, let's get Fuzz to do it. Hey, Fuzz, you want to try out my new machine? Yeah, what machine is that?
Nope, Fuzz. We probably should ask first before we do anything. We don't know what this new machine does.
Well, Corwin, it could be a new ice cream machine.
It's not a new ice cream machine.
But it could be.
It's not.
But it could be. He just said it's not. Why can't you understand it's not a new ice cream machine?
Oh, yep. Then what kind of machine is it?
That's a really good question. Mr. Pepper, what kind of machine is this?
Okay, let me tell you. So many kids, they say they're too busy to read the Bible, which means what they're saying is they're too busy to spend time with God. Yeah, so I invented a machine that will help you spend time with God in a fun and unique way. Oh, so it is not an ice cream machine. Man, I was really hoping for some pickled and sardine ice cream today.
Nope, Fuzz. Nobody wants that kind of ice cream. Nope. We just want chocolate ice cream. Mm-mm, that sounds delicious.
No chocolate ice cream, Corwin. It's got bones in it. So, Tell us, Mr. Pepper, how does this machine help us to spend time with God? What will it do? Well, you see, the Bible is really awesome, and it tells us amazing and awesome things that people long ago did. You know, people just like you and me. You know, David, he fought Goliath, but we fight giants too, you know, but maybe having to face a giant will help you understand that reading the Bible is exciting.
Are you telling me you invented a machine? Yep, that will make us fight giants?
In a way, yes, and in a way, no. Okay, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yep. So how exactly does it work?
Well, you see, you take a Bible verse and you put it into this slot right here, and then you take a destination. Like, let's say you want to go to outer space or you want to go to the Wild West. You can go anywhere in the entire world you want to go, and the machine will take you there and will play out a fun and exciting scenario based on your Bible verse that you chose. Okay, you know, so let's say you put in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, or Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and you say, I want to go to the medieval times, or I want to go to the Wild West, or I want to go to ancient Italy, you know, and eat pizza. You could do that, and the machine will take you there and will teach you a lesson about God. Wow, that sounds amazing. It is amazing, right? Oh, what are you talking about? It's the most amazing thing in the world. I just don't know if it works or not. You know, we just stopped construction on it. And so I just need to find somebody willing to go in the machine to see if it'll work. You know, so... Well, yep.
You haven't tested it out?
Well, you kidding me? I don't know what that machine will do. Hey, I got a great idea. How about Fuzz does it? What? Me? Fuzz? Your old lovable pal Fuzz? Sure, I'll do it.
Well, wait, Fuzz. Nope. Did you even think about it?
Who needs to think? You just do it. That's what Fuzz does. Fuzz doesn't think. Fuzz just does. Yeah.
Well, yep. Maybe you should really think first before you do things. You know, have patience. Think about it.
Nope, I'm just gonna go do it.
Sure, that sounds like a great idea. Want me to turn the machine on to see if it works?
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Okay, let's see if it works. All right, 3, 2, 1, let it rip. Was it supposed to do that? I'm very confused about what exactly it was supposed to do.
Yep. I don't think it's safe to go in that machine. Nope. Doesn't seem like it works.
What are you talking about? It's gonna work, okay? All you gotta do is hit it like this, and it'll turn on. Whoa, it worked. I mean, hey, it worked. You know, I always knew it was going to work. So, Fuzz, where you going to go and what Bible verse you going to use?
You could always go with Psalm 46:1, where it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I read that one because I'm trying to read my Bible every day.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Now we're talking to Fuzz.
Well, yep. Hey, real quick, was that found in the Old Testament or New Testament?
I think Psalms in the Old Testament. Yeah, that's it. Psalms is in the Old Testament.
So how exactly does this machine work? I'm glad you asked. Okay, here's how it worked. Oh, hey, I knocked a golf ball out of the putt-putt machine here. Okay, it rolled onto the air and I got to put it away. Okay, all right. This is how it works. You take the VR headset and you put it on. Well, first, before you do that, you got to put your Bible verse in, and then you got to put the destination you want to go. You want to go to space, you put it out of space. You want to go to the Wild West, you go to the Wild West. You can go anywhere you want to and use any Bible verse you want to. But since this is the first time, let's try to keep the first trip under like 5 to 3 minutes, you know? We don't know what could happen.
Yeah, you could come back with no eyebrows.
Ah, that would be scary.
Fuzz, yep. You don't even have eyebrows, I don't think. You're just made of fur.
Oh, Okay, so yeah, that's okay. We can blow my eyebrows off. Nobody's gonna blow their eyebrows off, okay? All right, so what verse you gonna use and what place you gonna go? Okay, I'm going to pick this verse and go to this place. Sounds wonderful. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yep. It didn't work. Fuzz is still here.
Yeah, and it's really dark in this headset. That's because, like I said, you gotta hit the thing first before you gotta get it to work, okay? Ow, that was my head! Alright, here's Fuzz in the wild, wild west with cowboys and sheriffs and robbing banks and biting cactuses and wearing cowboy hats and saying yee-haw and yippee-i-o-ki-yay and saying, hey, there's a cow. Just like everybody did in the old Wild West and looked for gold. Yeah.
Well, howdy, stranger. What parts of the world are you from?
Oh, hello there, fine Wild West friend. I am Fuzz, the friendly monster.
Ah, monster!
I'm not that kind of monster.
Oh, it's okay then.
So, stranger, where do you hail from?
It's a place called Wonderville?
Never heard of it, but welcome. We're happy you're here.
You know, you sound awful familiar, like somebody I know.
Well, I don't know who that could be, because here in...
Yeah, where is this place called?
Why, it's called Red Letter Ranch. It's the happiest, rootinest, tootinest place on earth.
Wow, that's a really great name. I'll try to remember it. So, what do we do around here?
Well, didn't you read the posters all over town?
Well, no, I just got here.
They're having a Wild Wild West horse riding competition.
Oh, wow, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest, world's best, greatest ever horse rider ever. See that horse over there? That is a horse.
Actually, that's a cow.
Oh, is that a horse over there?
That's a pig.
Oh, what about that horse over there?
That's a donkey.
Well, I'm the greatest horse rider ever.
You'll have to put it to the test in the horse riding contest coming up.
When will it be time to do that?
Right after this. And here we are at the horse riding competition.
Wow, that was fast.
You better believe it.
Do you keep hearing that meowing?
I sure do.
Is that a horse?
No, that's a cat.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the best horse rider here. So why don't you just give me the trophy and I'll go about my day.
Well, actually, the best horse rider around these parts is Cannonball Buckaroo.
Wow, you could say that again.
The best horse rider around here is Cannonball Buckaroo.
Yeah, great, you said it twice. But who is Cannonball Buckaroo?
Well, he's the best horse rider around these parts and he's won this competition 4 years in a row.
Wow, so he's like really good at horse riding.
That's to be debated. Well, yeah, for sure. He almost took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, he's never seen me ride a horse. Wait a second. Do horses have wheels?
Son, I'm starting to think you've never seen a horse before a day in your life.
No. I know all about horses. They're striped.
Actually, that'd be a zebra.
Yeah, same thing. All right, so I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's ride a horse.
All right. Well, you're the first one up.
When does this Cannonball Buckaroo-roo go?
Well, he goes last.
Great. So there's no need for him to even go and do this competition because I'm going first, which means I'm getting first place.
We'll just see about that.
First up in the horse riding competition is Fez, the stranger from out of town.
Well, that's me. Here I go. Look at me. I'm on a horse. I'm doing awesome. Watch this trick. Woo! Watch this trick. Yeah! Watch this trick. Whoa!
What is he doing? He just keeps putting his hands up in the air and shouting, woo and whoa, and expecting that to be some kind of good trick. We see much better riding out of Cannonball Buckaroo any day of the week. You better believe it.
Whoa, look at me. I'm awesome. Watch this. All right, giddy up, girl.
They're going to throw him into the mud. Watch this.
Whoa. Ugh, this is disgusting, and it smells. It's not funny. It's not funny. Stop laughing. I'm done with this simulation. I just want to go back to Wonderville. Ah, that was not a fun experience. I did not like those people laughing at me. The people of Red Letter Ranch are not very nice.
Oh, well, nope, Fuzz. Those people don't really exist. It was just a simulation.
Yeah, that's right. It was just a simulation. It was all based on the verse you put in there.
Well, yep. What verse did you even put in there, Fuzz?
Well, I just picked one from my devotion earlier today. Well, what Bible verse was it? It was Proverbs 16:18. I don't remember what it said.
Oh, yep. I know exactly what that verse says. Yep. Proverbs 16:18 in the Old Testament says, pride comes before destruction and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Yep. Pride comes before the fall.
Wow, that's amazing. What does it mean? It's very simple what that means. It means that when you think you're better than everybody else, you know, and you got pride and arrogance means like ego, means you think you're number one. It means that when you think you're better than everybody else, that you're eventually going to have some bad problems in life.
Well, yeah, kind of like what I was reading about in my devotion in Psalm 46:1 is that God is our help, not ourselves.
Oh, yep. God needs to be number one in all that we do.
Well, you know, to be honest, I haven't been very truthful about letting God be my strength and my help. And I've been letting my pride and my arrogance get in the way, thinking I'm better at everything, when really I'm not. I'm not good at go-karts. And I'm not good at skateboarding or bike riding and apparently horse riding either.
Oh, that's okay, Fuzz. Yep. As long as God's number one, that's okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't okay that I was thinking and telling everybody that I was the best. And I was getting mad at the people at Red Letter Ranch for laughing at me when really I should have been mad at myself for thinking I was the best. When really God is the best. Well, you know what? I'm glad my spend some time with God machine here really works.
Well, yeah, it's really good. We should always spend time with God every day.
You can say that again. So, when do we get to go on the machine again? Well, how about in a couple more weeks? I got some extra little things here to do and some extra little, you know, doohickeys and thingamajigs and all the things us, you know, creative types do.
Plus, you gotta serve pizza.
I've only been sitting over here for 20 minutes to get a pizza. Yeah, we'll be right with you. You get a pizza, you get a joke. And today's joke is, why did the meatball cross the road? You gave me that joke last time. I still don't know the answer. All right, time for get some pizza. Fuzz, I'm glad you got to spend some time with God. Yes, I did. And from now on, I'm gonna make sure that I put God first and make sure that when I need help, I go to him in times of trouble.
Yep. That sounds great.
Well, That was a really great story. I sure am glad Fuzz got to use the new Spend Some Time machine and learn that having an ego and having pride is not always good.
You know what also isn't good?
What's that, Billy?
It's Bobby and not getting the answer to why did the meatball cross the road?
There are some questions here in Wonderville that we may never get an answer to.
Yeah, like when will all this construction be done?
Well, that is a story for another day. But we can always remember that God is our refuge and strength and very present help in times of trouble.
That's what Psalm 46:1 says.
Exactly.
Ah, it's Mr. Larrabee!
Well, hello. Why are you in front of my building? Shoo! Scram! Go! Well, like we say here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner.